Fazila Abrahams' 61-year-old sister, Yasmin Hafiji, is in an intensive care unit, or ICU, at a private hospital in Cape Town. Her 59-year-old brother-in-law, Shiraz, was also there until he recently became yet another South African whose life has been claimed by the coronavirus. Abrahams says doctors did not record the couple's medical histories when they were admitted with COVID-19 6 weeks ago.
So doctors started treating them without knowing the history. And I was dying to get to this doctor to say, she's an asthmatic, he's a diabetic, she's had colon cancer, she's had chemotherapy 7 years ago, he had a ruptured colon. They needed this information to manage them.
Doctors and nurses say they're under such physical and mental strain that they're making mistakes. The government says South Africa simply doesn't have enough hospital beds and staff to handle the flood of patients. It maintains it used a 3-month hard lockdown to get hospitals and healthcare workers ready for all the COVID-19 cases. Abrahams, herself a medical researcher, says based on her experience, the state and private sector facilities failed to achieve this goal.
In the ICU, people obviously are not well trained. They didn't use that bloody 3 months that we have to prepare our nurses to take care.
A very tight-fitting mask called a CPAP helps people with COVID-19 to breathe. Doctors say the apparatus works better when patients lie on their bellies.
She lied on her stomach for 2 nights, extreme discomfort, but she said, I am doing this to get out of this ICU.
But while Hafiji got better, her husband got worse.
The reason he couldn't cope is this man had 2 operations on his stomach, and somebody had to tell them he can't lie in his stomach because he's got a massive hernia there still. They didn't recognize that.
Because of this, Abraham says her brother-in-law's symptoms intensified up until his death.
So imagine this is happening in a private hospital. Maybe it's not happening in our public hospitals. I hope not.
Abraham says for her, the COVID-19 experience has exploded the myth that South Africa's private healthcare resources are so much better than those in the public sector.
What worry me is that the private sector doctors are not as connected as the public sector doctors. Public sector, there's a team, there's ward rounds, and I think in the Western Cape...
State doctors have regular meetings to help one another to strategize against coronavirus by sharing information about patients. But in South Africa, private sector physicians essentially operate individual businesses and don't work as closely with colleagues. This, says Abrahams, has fractured the private sector's response to the crisis.
Is there another Mr. Hendricks with similar symptoms in another ICU? What are we learning from that?
Abrahams says her sister blames herself for Shiraz's death.
She's got huge guilt feelings about her husband because we believe she was ill first. That is traumatic at the moment.
Growing numbers of South Africans now have very personal stories to tell about how COVID-19 has affected them. It's only now, says the health minister, that the country is realizing the gravity of this pandemic. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.